Friday, January 28th, President stayed at Camp David last night, came down this morning in time for the schedule today. He decided to do the Marina Whitman announcement for the CEA tomorrow rather than today, as the staff was recommending, so that we get better news coverage, since he has the drug story that would top it today. Did a bunch of memos last night at Camp David, a long one to Ehrlichman, outlining his decision on how to handle the integration segregation issue. He's decided to take the hard line against integration. And one to me on needing to get the line out on Vietnam that the others are. The critics are now consciously aiding and abetting the enemy, as contrasted to prior to the announcement when they were just echoing the enemy line unconsciously. President, I met this afternoon with the Attorney General on the overall political plan, particularly the specifics of his departure. It was agreed that the announcement would be made the 16th, effective March 1st, and that the President at the same time would announce that he's sending the Kleindienst-Pat Gray nominations up for AG and deputy, respectively. It's also agreed that the VP should not go to New Hampshire, but it was okay for him to go to the other primary states. But he should only do non-political public events for the immediate future. The other question discussed was whether Mitchell could go into the law firm, which he wants to do. Everybody else has felt that he should not, but he talked the president into his viewpoint on the basis that we're going to get criticized anyway, and it won't be any worse if he's in the firm than if he's not. I don't think that's right, but that was the decision. I did a nearly two-hour interview today with Barbara Walters for the Today Show. The whole thing filmed in my office for use next week. I'll probably really bust things open because I use the conscious aid and abet the enemy line in answer to one of her questions, and I'm sure it'll create quite a stir when it comes out. The president called tonight after he'd gone back to the residence to say that Kissinger had had a very good talk with Debrinen today, and things seemed to really be on the track there. Also that I was not to tell Takash, but he thought he was getting the flu and was glad he was doing it over the weekend so he wouldn't miss any time in the office. End of January 28th.